What is socialism? I watched the Republican convention, and though the word was spoken often, the only thing I learned about it was that it is very bad. On the Democratic side, Senator Bernie Sanders has stated that to him, democratic socialism is pretty much what Franklin Roosevelt created during the New Deal, plus a few things like Canadian-style health insurance and free college tuition. Well, I'd like to suggest that neither of these are accurate. Start with the word itself. Socialism means social, that is altogether, ownership of the means of production and workers' self-management of businesses. The means of production are the physical capital goods used to produce the stuff we want and need. Socialism, as opposed to capitalism, means that society as a whole owns the physical capital that, when combined with labor and raw materials, produces goods and services. What socialists believe is that private ownership brings with it power, the power to control the workers who use the capital equipment to produce the goods and services. Socialists argue that individuals, or private corporations who the Supreme Court says are legal persons, should not have that much power over other people. Socialists believe either the people through democratic institutions or the workers in each organization should have control over what is produced, how it is produced, and how the fruits of that production should be distributed. In our country, ownership of capital goods is distributed very unequally, and wealth, measured in terms of financial capital, stocks, bonds, real estate, is concentrated in a sliver of the population. This gives these people and the corporations they control enormous power. What socialists want is for power to be taken away from that tiny sliver and be subjected to democratic control. Democracy is a good thing. We elect presidents, governors, senators, state legislators, mayors. Why not CEOs of large corporations? Why shouldn't the workers of a construction company or an accounting firm make decisions about that business democratically? Socialists believe that if businesses were democratically controlled, technology would be chosen that did not sacrifice the health and safety of workers, nor the air and water quality of the surrounding community in order to increase revenue. Wages and salaries would not be pushed as low as humanly possible just in order to make the owners into millionaires or billionaires. And it wouldn't be so high as to bankrupt the business either. Healthcare providers would deliver healthcare rather than profits for insurance companies. Pharmaceutical companies would sell drugs at cost without having to be bribed by patent law monopoly prices. Educational administrators would permit teachers and professors to provide the highest quality service and not pinch pennies either because of stingy legislators or the revenue goals of for-profit institutions. Finally, our system of generating energy could be changed, replacing the burning of fossil fuels with sustainable sources of energy. Businesses subject to democratic controls would make stopping further global warming the highest priority. Hold on, you might say. How is this going to work? Who will determine what a fair wage is for workers? What a fair price is for drugs? How do you democratically control an economy? These are all legitimate questions. But asking them does not prove there are no good answers. Democratic political systems, such as the one we created when we ratified the Constitution, proved to be works in progress. We were much less democratic in 1800 than in 1900. More democratic in 2000 than in 1900. The same progress would occur if we had the courage to adopt socialism. The rules would be simple. The majority of the people engaged in or subject to economic activity control that activity. Our version of capitalism has proven a disaster. We can definitely do better.